be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living, work. Working for a living, work. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Well, my best friend's here. I couldn't be happier.
Oh, thanks. Am I the third best friend that's been in here today?
Nope. You're the original. You're okay. The OG right. Of best friends, Tom Wright.
I'll take it.
And Tom is here, and he is here with the wonderful Mel Brewer. They are going to be talking about their company, Method Organization, and I cannot wait to get caught up with them. It's really, really nice to see you both. Thank you for coming in today. I thought it would be fun to chat as we're heading into spring and spring cleaning. And, you know, a lot of people, maybe they're not going to do a full-size cleaning, but they're going to be getting ready for a grad party or different mm-hmm. things. And it's important, I think, to learn how to clean. But first of all, Tom, how have you been?
I've been great. Thank you.
So a lot of people, of course, remember you from Hastings Community TV. How long were you there, please?
Oh, 15 years altogether.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Dave Bedoin hired you.
Good old Dave Bedoin days. Yes. What was he thinking? Yeah, that was...
Dan tried to tell him, but
still,
you know.
Still got you, Dave. Yep.
He didn't really listen. So what's it like to go from being a media mogul to now a Method Organization mogul? How's the shift been?
Great question. It's been great. You know, I met the love of my life, Melanie, here, and at our 20th high school reunion. And this gal, she is way more than I thought she was on the surface. She turned out to be one of the hardest working, most talented women I've ever met. She took this business from the ground up, and she did it twice. She did it in our hometown, Rapid City, where she raised it up a few years and was top dog. And then she somehow duped her into moving over here. And then she started all over again. Nobody knows her from Adam. And she gets Method started from the ground up again. And then she's busy within a year. Busy enough to need help. And so she said, you know, what do you think? Would you want to help me out? Because she knew at the time I was kind of itching for something else, perhaps. And I wasn't sure how much longer I had the station or wanted to be at the station. I was kind of ready for something else. And so, yeah, I took the leap of faith back in 2019. And it's been great. I had some learning things to learn, but it's been great. I really enjoy it. It's a completely different field than, of course, in the cable TV biz. Don't have to do any live shoots or anything like that, but it's been really great, and I've learned a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Mel, what high praise, and I concur all the great things that he said. I know that what you do is very difficult physically, mentally, emotionally. You have to be organized yourself. So for people that don't know about your business, tell us, please.
Oh, well, I started about 15 years ago as a professional organizer doing custom closets and full home organization. About 12 years ago, I started moving seniors, and that was kind of like my dream job. It fit all my needs because I never had grandparents, and, you know, just I loved working with the seniors.
And when you say you moved them, is that taking them from their family home?
Yep, lifetime family home down to assisted living, memory care, independent living. Wherever they were going, I would help them organize their move, tell them what furniture was going to fit in their new home, pack everything, and then on the other end, we would hang pictures, make beds, get the computers and TVs hooked up, and just make it exactly like it was in their old home. Especially for people with cognitive issues, it's very comforting to have a lot of familiar spaces. So we like to recreate those spaces for them by, you know, duplicating picture placements, and everything on their dressers was exactly the same as it was in their old home, you know, and we really liked it. And so I guess a side effect of that, because we're the only senior move managers in the state of South Dakota, the side effect was, what do I do with all my stuff that I don't want? So we ended up starting to do estate sales there also.
Oh.
Yep. So we did estate sales in, you know, on both sides of the state, in Sioux Falls and Rapid City. And I really love estate sales. We just cut out the moving services of our business a couple years ago, but we still do estate sales, you know, estate liquidation, helping people with what to do with their items when they move. So that's kind of what we do now.
All of the things that you learned during this whole process of the 15 years that you've been in business, when you see, I mean, I think it's daunting for most people to move from A to B. How do you go about making them feel comfortable? And what is the whole process? I mean, how do you know what to pare down?
I've just been, I've moved quite a few times in my life, and I've always looked at moving as a really exciting time of my life to renew, to start fresh, clean, and organized.
You know, not everybody is like
that. I know,
that,
it's okay. Kind of weird.
I didn't say it was weird. I'm just saying it's unusual.
No, but I literally love moving. You know, like I love to start in a new place and have everything be very clean and organized. And not that it got so bad or anything, I had to have anything fresh, but I just kind of liked that. And I guess my love for organization just kind of spilled out into my relationships with my clients. And I think that just being confident and knowing what I'm talking about and having a love for what I do just kind of poured into our relationship, and it made them feel better, you know.
Well, so. You had to be organized. You have 5 kids.
Yep. So now we have 7. So yep.
Isn't it crazy?
Yep.
Did that come as part of this? You had to be organized because of your kids, probably, or? I mean, kids are so unorganized.
It honestly came from doing custom closets. My ex-husband and I used to build custom homes.
Okay.
And as part of our divorce, I got the custom closet portion of the business.
Okay.
And so then I'd start having people say, can you organize my closet for me so to tell me how it's going to work in my new home? And so I would. And then it was, can you do my house now? And I just ended up really liking it, you know, and it was just really fun. You can't get rich being a professional organizer. You have to branch out and do other services. And so that's why I picked up the moving, estate sales. I don't even do professional organization anymore, but yeah.
Well, I know you don't do it for a living anymore, but certainly you can give us some tips, how to really start with a spring cleaning. I mean, what are some of the tips? Do you start just in the garage? Do you start in one room? Do you clear the schedule?
For me, I think that when people think they have to clean their whole home in a weekend, it will never get done. I think that's daunting and it's paralyzing. I say that spring cleaning doesn't have to start in the spring. If you want to start when you're digging out of the snow, start with one room at a time and limit yourself to 10 minutes every day or 20 minutes every day.
You get a lot done in 10 or 20 minutes?
You can get a lot done in 10 or 20 minutes. And if you're doing it every day, that adds up. And all of that time added up is more than nothing, you know? And so it does make a big difference if you are able to just give a little bit of time to something every day. And then it doesn't feel so paralyzing.
And what is it that you find most people struggle with when it comes to cleaning or organizing?
I really do just think that, like, they see the space and just feel people feeling paralyzed, yeah. You know, like they just cannot get outside of what's in front of them and just do garbage first. You know, just pick the garbage up first. Then next, grab the clothes. You know, like you can compartmentalize the mess and that can help you mentally deal with it, in my opinion.
Can people be messy but not organized or organized and messy? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely think you can. I mean, we have a lot of kids in our house and I think we are pretty organized, but we live in our home, you know? So yeah, I think our house can be messy at times. And for clients, yeah, I think that they don't have to be hand in hand with each other.
Tom, what was the thing that really took you by surprise when it comes to cleaning or being organized? I mean, did you feel like you kind of knew what those terms meant and Mel took it to a new level?
For me, I guess one of the most eye-opening things is just, I was the same kind of mindset as Melanie described, as somebody like walks into a garage, for example, that's just full of junk and all this stuff. And just like, oh my gosh, what do you do with all this stuff? But now, after doing this for so long, I can walk into a garage and see that. I'm like, okay, just got to do this and that, and you got to do this and that, and just pull this stuff out and then clean this up. And it's not a big deal, you know, and it's something I think anybody can do.
Well, let's talk about a garage, because sure. I would assume a lot of people are listening and they're saying, oh, when did my garage explode? What happened right. in my garage? And you're saying you can go in and where do you start? I think that's where a lot of people don't even know where to start.
You know, one of my techniques, you know, it does vary. I don't have like the same exact step-by-step every time because, you know, there's different garages, different things you're dealing with. But
and he does do the garages on every job that we do, you know, so he's become a pro at this.
Yeah. So I, you know, sometimes I'll go after the big things first. And so I take care of all the big stuff and get it out.
Like, or what are big things? Bikes or?
Christmas trees.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Bikes, snow blowers, the lawnmowers, that kind of stuff.
Okay. So you take them out and put them in the driveway?
You can put them in the driveway. Okay. Yeah. Weather permitting. And a lot of times the first step is just taking everything out, actually, and sweeping the floor. And then you start kind of slowly put things back in, put the tables up in there. Then you can start taking things off walls, and depending how they're set up, sometimes people are pretty organized and I don't really have to do much, actually, when it comes to the tools and stuff. Unfortunately, that's not every case. So, you know, there's a lot of people that just have stuff thrown everywhere. But it's no big deal. We have bins and trays we use to organize things, you know, to a dollar tray, $2, that kind of stuff. And but again, it's just easy now, whereas before, like, it was, holy cow, how the heck do you deal with this thing? So
then let's move inside. I think a lot of people struggle with clutter more so than dirt or, you know, like a hoarder house, just clutter. And what would you say about clutter? I know for me, if I bring the mail in and if I see that something is junk mail, I just like throw it away right then.
Oh, I do too.
Because otherwise it looks like I have a mound of mail by the end of the week, and that's silly.
Yeah, we don't even have a drop spot at our house. Like, we don't have a place where everything accumulates.
So is that a tip?
I don't know. I mean, everything works for people. Work have things that work for them differently. You know, I personally think that drop spots are a place to drop all your stuff and to forget about it. And that's what we've seen in almost every organization job, you know, I've seen, just kind of where your clutter is, you know. And so personally, I always take the mail and throw it right in the garbage, because we have everything done through online billing anyway. Everything that's done through online.
Or when I write to you,
you
didn't get my Valentine, did you?
A lot of greedy companies out there.
We keep any personal things, but like basically everything else goes, you know, and it's just not, you don't need it. Everything's online now. So yeah, as far as inside goes too, I just say that the only thing that we have in our house that is like drop spot-ish is just like jacket and backpack areas, because we have so many kids with school stuff at the end of the day to put all their stuff. But they each have their own hooks. They know where their backpacks go, and everything's, you know, where it should be. So.
And that's another tip, isn't it? That if you should always put things in the same spot.
Be consistent, definitely. Yeah. Be consistent. Have systems in place. You know, have systems in place that you enforce with your kids. You know, I know that's weird. And mine has been for many, many years. My twins are 10 now, and we still struggle with this. But I don't want any kid things in my main floor. You know, like, they have rooms upstairs, they have a lot of space to play, they have the outside, but I like my main floor to stay clean. It makes me feel good. I get to wake up in the morning and not be tired. I get to go to bed knowing that my spaces are clean. And my main rule is just, do not bring any of your toys, and don't leave your toys around, you know, and that's kind of what I've always done. But
and what about tips like picking up every night or every morning, or do you have different things like that that you would like to?
Yeah, I mean, we all do try to, at the end of the night while we're doing dishes, one of us will clean up the kitchen and the other one kind of runs around and picks up the things. And, you know, if sometimes I'm lazy, I'll just throw them on the stairs and then I'll grab them on the way up the stairs, you know, like.
But that's a tip in itself, yeah, that never go up or downstairs empty handed.
Yeah, exactly. And I always tell people that at our house. I'm like, did you not see the stuff on the stairs? You know, hear that all the time. And because I will do top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs. And I will say, do not walk down the stairs with any of these, because my kids will put the dishes on the banister going down the stairs. And I'm like, don't leave them there. You walk them downstairs or bring them down the next time. But yeah, I guess I just think that it's about having programs and methods in place for your home.
But let's say you have some of those programs and methods, but you still have boxes or bins of storage things.
Yep.
And I know we all have too much.
Yep.
Are you a person that is more a minimalist?
I'm definitely a minimalist. Okay. So, I mean, that's where I differ.
I agree with that, too. She's not,
I differentiate from a lot of my clients is in the place where I don't have a lot of collections or things like that. But I do have clients that do. And what I tell them after we've moved them, or if we're doing a sale for them and they have a 10 or 12 boxes of things that they don't know what to do with, or they're still important to them, you know, I say, just take a box a night while you're watching TV and go through it. And if you like something, but you kind of are on the fence about it, take a picture of it and then put it in the box for sale or put it in the box for donate. You know, like, you don't have to keep everything. You know, take a picture to remember it by and then say goodbye, you know.
Where do you stand with this concept that Marie Kondo has about sparking joy?
You know, it works for her, I guess. I don't know. I've never really super agreed with that. I just think that things should kind of serve you. You know, and maybe that's her way of saying, does this serve you? You know, and for me, if you just have a bunch of stuff laying around your house, how does it serve you? Is it helping improve the quality of your life, or is it pulling you down?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, to ask those questions, when's the last time you used it?
Are these new things to you? I mean, as far as, you know what I mean, Tom? I mean, was this hard to transition into a new way of thinking about things? Because I know you to be kind of sentimental.
Yes, I can be very sentimental. Yeah, I've learned a lot from this girl.
Because things are really just things.
They are. They are.
Why do we hold on to them then? Why is that a mental thing? And do you work with a lot of people's mental energy to try
I think that a lot of people of downsizing age came from either the Depression era or their parents were part of the Depression era, so you had to, you know, hang on to everything. And so their mentality is that they're hanging on to things for their kids and their grandkids. But the truth of it is that no kids our age, really, like I think 50 and under, are not accumulators in that way, you know, and we're not waiting to get great grandma's armoire, you know,
or China Hutch,
you know, or Sterling, you know, we don't want those types of things. And so I guess for me, it's taught me even through the last 15 years that I don't need to save these types of things because, like, I think that my time with my kids and who I am as a person is more important than what I have to offer them after I pass away. You know, and so you see that, you know, and you see the people that do that and then you see the people that don't. And I don't judge either way. You know, everybody's different, but it's taught me how I, you know, how I live. So
I will say there's been times, though, where you come across some things that clients don't want anymore that we're like, wow.
I know. It's kind of heartbreaking.
We've actually, yeah, it's been kind of heartbreaking. Like, we've had people with wedding albums, you know, that don't want them anymore. They get tossed. Yeah. But it just
shows you how much the kids don't, some kids just don't really treasure those things as much as you think they do. So, you know, we do tell our clients when we have downsized, you know, just why don't you ask your family first if they want these things before we decide that we're going to hang on to them.
So. And then you can help at these estate sales. And now I understand you have a great place to have these estate sales.
Yeah, starting in April, we're just leasing for 2 months the old senior center.
Yes.
Downtown next, behind the post office. I believe it's 213 Ramsey. We'll be there for a couple months. We are waiting on another location that will be more long-term downtown. We're just waiting on something there where we will be able to bring items from condos, apartments, or even homes that don't have the time to wait to have an estate sale. Because a lot of times your house closes and it's a 10-day closing. There's no time to do the moving and the closing in that. So we can remove everything from the home and have an estate sale there versus at the home.
Well, congratulations. That sounds so exciting. Yep. So again, give people contact information and the name of your company.
All right. Here we go. Method Organization. Write it down, folks. MoveWithMethod.com. Again, that's our website, MoveWithMethod.com. And our phone number is 612-274-6684.
So great to see both of you. Happy spring.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
happy spring to you.
Thank you so much. And, you know, really good information. I think it's easier to listen to it than it is to put it into practice.
100%.
But you're seeing at the end of people's lives, it's just stuff.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
I know, well, isn't that sad? It is sad, but.
But, you know, a lot of it finds a new life.
Oh, yeah. That's what we tell our clients. You know, it's not the end of the life for this item.
That's what's so beautiful. Yeah, you're turning it around. Well, great to see both of you. Tom, it's so good to see you doing so well.
Oh, thank you. It's all her.
My best friend, Tom Wright, is here. And Mal Brewer, thank you so much for coming in today. We learned a lot of great tips, so thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
At least until I die.